orchestrating elaborate schemes to register foreigners and minors in ongoing voter registration exercise. There are arrests tonight, but the Electoral Commission is demanding swifter and firmer action to deal with the threat.
We find attempts by parties to support the registration of minors and foreigners as completely unacceptable, and it is aimed at undermining the country's electoral democracy. We urge the police to apply the laws on those who have been apprehended to serve as a deterrent.
We have the latest as the commission dismisses allegations it is suppressing voter registration in strongholds of the NDC.
All such commentaries implying that the commission has sent bad equipment to certain parts of the country, or frustrating the registration exercise in some regions or constituencies, are championed by persons who are completely ignorant of the processes of the Electoral Commission.
It is emerging tonight that the political parties have been orchestrating an elaborate scheme to register foreigners and minors in the ongoing voter registration exercise. There are reports of arrests in the Western region tonight. Now, the Electoral Commission has been left alarmed about the extent to which political parties are aggressively facilitating the registration of foreigners and minors. At a press conference an hour ago, the Commission demanded swifter and firmer action from the police to deal with the threat.
We continue to receive reports that minors and non-Ghanaians are being encouraged by certain persons who are members of political parties to register as voters. The Commission has seen a report from the Western region, specifically in Impor, where some two persons who allegedly facilitated the registration of five minors have been apprehended by the police. We wish to use this opportunity to urge parents especially to dissuade their children who are less than 18 years from registering as voters. Similarly, we beseech the national leadership of the political parties to discourage the executives in the regions and the constituencies from transporting minors and foreigners to the registration centers. The objective of the Commission, as always, has been to have a credible register for the 2024 elections and beyond. We believe the political parties, as the main stakeholders in the general election, must be dedicated to supporting a credible register as well. As a result, we find attempts by parties to support the registration of minors and foreigners as completely unacceptable, and it is aimed at undermining the country's electoral democracy. We urge the police to apply the laws on those who have been apprehended to serve as a deterrent to others in the enterprise of facilitating the registration of minors and foreigners. We want to urge children who are less than 18 years that it is against the law for them to register as voters. Children, don't allow anyone to tell you to go and register and vote in the December 2024 elections if you are not 18 years.
And that there's Dr. Bosman Asare, is a Deputy Commissioner at the Electoral Commission. Yeah, my colleague Papani Ashale was at that news conference that just ended, joins us on the line right now. Papani, it is emerging tonight from the data that the EC is putting out, the part of the problem that is helping the parties and aiding them to go on with this orchestrated registration of foreigners and minors is the reliance on the guarantor system.
Yes, Evans. So Bosman Asare, who's the deputy EC, stressed on that point that the guarantor system happens to be the most dominant mode of identification. And he feels that that is fueling this urge to get some more people onto the system. There have been attempts in the past to try and change that. But he says, unfortunately, this is where we are. We may have to deal with it. You can listen to him.
This is something the Commission is not proud of because it is used by political parties and certain persons to facilitate the registration of unqualified persons, such as minors and foreigners. The current confusion at the registration centers is attributable to the guarantor system, because we are seeing many people who others are alleging they are minors and they are trying to register, and others are also insisting that we think you are not 18 years.
Papa, so we're hearing the Electoral Commission tonight making the case for the Ghana card again?
Yes, Evan. So, in their estimation, the Ghana card would have been the best document to use so then that people cannot lie about their age. And therefore would have helped to eliminate some of these issues that they are now identifying at the various registration centers.
We have also noticed that the disturbances occurring at some of our registration centers is due to the fact that some people are doubting the ages of some of the applicants. This is the reason why the Commission has been advocating for the usage of the Ghana card, which has the date of birth and the nationality of the bearers of the card, and the abolition of the guarantor system. We are hopeful that in the next registration exercise, applicants will use the Ghana card as the means of identification. Let me use this medium to remind the agents of the political parties and general public that the challenge system embedded in the registration exercise allows the agents and those who qualify to register as voters to challenge applicants who believe are not qualified to register as voters. It is not your duty to physically prevent someone from registering. What you have to do is to go through the challenge process.
And I still have with me Papani Ashale, who just wrapped up that press conference covering that for us on the ground. Also, Papani, we're also getting a bit more details from the Electoral Commission on the back of allegations that they are suppressing voter registration in NDC strongholds.
Yes, Evans, on issues of discrimination, Bosman Asari was emphatic that that certainly
slow down. No, Grant, interview.
At the Electoral Commission,
no,
there were issues again about or comments that they had intentionally sent faulty machines to some of these areas. He says these are unfounded. These cannot be true. And at the level of the EC, they sent very good, healthy equipment to every center across the country.
Discrimination. The Commission has no intention of favoring any particular regions, constituencies, or zones in this registration exercise. All such commentaries implying that the Commission has sent bad equipment to certain parts of the country, or frustrating the registration exercise in some regions or constituencies, are championed by persons who are completely ignorant of the processes of the Electoral Commission, or by persons who deliberately want to undermine the reputation and the recognition the EC enjoys in the eyes of those who understand our processes. The Commission understands that the right to register as a voter is a fundamental political right that must be protected for all Ghanaians who are at least 18 years old and meet the requirements for registration. Consequently, it's unfortunate that some will accuse the Commission of discriminating against a section of Ghanaians in the registration exercise. We wish to use this medium to again assure all Ghanaians that the Commission is committed to ensuring that all qualified persons get onto the voters' register and vote in the December 2024 presidential and parliamentary elections. It is in our interest to do so, and we take pride in the high percentage of our population who are registered as voters.
And Papani, last week the NDC raised concerns about the decision by the Commission to switch to the offline mode. Did the Commission address this today?
Yes, Bosman Asari touched on that. He says that, well, in areas where the issues of internet persist, well, they have asked them to continue going to the offline mode. Although he says they are not happy, their preference will be to have online. They have also put in measures to make sure that at the end of every day, this data is properly connected to the national one and the tabulations are done right.
Following the reports that came to the attention of the Commission on the second day of the registration exercise, we took the decision to direct our staff to switch to the offline registration mode to ensure all applicants in the queues get the opportunity to register. As a Commission, we prefer the online registration to the offline version because the online system ensures that those who have registered as voters do not get your chance to register again. The online system prevents double registration. However, with the offline registration, because the data is transferred after the registration, you can have instances where registered voters go to the registration centers to register again. At times, too, because people have lost their voters' card or they have forgotten where they registered as voters or have relocated, they try to register again. In these instances, our system will later identify their registration as double, thus making them ineligible to vote in the elections. We want to use this Let the Citizen Know platform to urge all those who registered either in the 2020 mass registration exercise or in the 2023 limited registration exercise not to attempt to register again as voters. Such persons will not be able to vote in the 2024 general elections.
And that there is the Deputy Commissioner at the Electoral Commission addressing the issues raised by the political parties, particularly the NDC. One other issue that had come up over the last few days since the registration started is the erratic power supply and how that was affecting registration centres. Papani, what is the Electoral Commission doing about this?
So, Evans, with regards to the intermittent power challenges, he says that those reports have come to them, and the immediate steps they took was to direct all their district officers, or give them money, actually. He says that release money to every single one of those affected communities to purchase or get a generator, and then also to buy fuel to fuel those generators, so they can have power throughout the registration period, especially for those who are running the mobile system, who have to move from one place to another.
Last week, there was a contentious subject of serial numbers on the BVRs. Now, the NDC had insisted that they wanted the serial numbers. The EC issued a statement insisting that that wouldn't happen. We know that as a result of that, there's been some tension at the registration centres. Did the EC deal with this particular subject?
Well, the EC emphatically again stands by what they had put through last week in their statement, that that stance from them has not changed, and therefore they are putting extra measures to make sure that nobody is able to get some of those serial numbers.
Thank you very much, Papani, at the Electoral Commission headquarters. I want to bring in Mustafa Gbande. He is the Deputy General Secretary of the NDC. Also joining me is Haruna Muhammad, is the MPP Deputy General Secretary. We'll hear from Kodeo pretty shortly. They've also been monitoring the exercise across the country over the last few days. But Mustafa Gbande, let me start with you. Last week, when we heard from the national chairman, on that last point there, Papani was touching on this insistence that your agents should get the serial numbers. The Electoral Commission is not budging. They insist that they cannot give that to your agents. Have you changed your stance on that since last week, Thursday?
Basically, good evening to your cherished listeners and my colleague and brother at the other side. I think that that would be dishonest if the Electoral Commission says so, because I've been on the field. Agents of both political parties have serial numbers of the machines that are used. And so, on the record, we take those serial numbers as part of the activities and the activities. We have stated that the position of the Electoral Commission to respond to the NDC was misplaced because they were setting their own questions and answering. What the NDC was demanding for was serial numbers of missing BVR machines. And then we had incidents where some people wanted to prevent NDC agents from picking the usual serial numbers that we take, which was what we addressed. So if they continue to answer to peddle this information that they are insisting and they are doing all that, it's not true. Those information are given to political parties on the ground.
Now, I'm just going to read you part of the statement read out by the national chairman last week. It said, yeah, among others, the essence of recording the serial numbers of the BVR kits will help us trace, identify, and match every registration data emanating from a specific district or electoral area. The serial numbers will also help us track all authorized personnel who operate the BVR kits in our electoral areas. This will forestall any clandestine registration aimed at contaminating the voters' register. He was clear last week that what you needed was the serial numbers on BVRs across the country, whether they were missing or not.
Yes, Ivan, that was at the back of an incident that occurred in Ashanti Regional, so where the Ashanti Regional organizer threw some prosy temporary election officer, started preventing NDC agents from taking those serial numbers. But subsequently, all of those things have been dealt with. And our agents have their serial numbers, just as MPP agents have their serial numbers. So I don't see what Boss Manasari is talking about.
Thankfully, I have your colleague from the NPP with me, Haruna Mohammed. Haruna, are your agents also receiving the serial numbers on all the BVRs in operation currently for the registration exercise?
Thank you very much, Evans. I first of all say good evening to your choice listeners and my colleague, Mustafa Wandi, and any other panelist that is going to be put on this line. Evans, you see, the NDC has always been very consistent in their own inconsistency. And when they are caught in the act, they try to read several meanings to that. You requested for serial numbers. And I said that the NDC requesting for serial numbers of these EVRs is lazy work. It's lazy work because the CHS has presented as rather an opportunity for all political parties to have agents at all the registration centers, where we can pick this particular numbers from the commission at any point in time. And this is done all the time that we do registration exercise. So for us as a political party, we have trained our agents. We know the kind of information we require as permitted by CI 91 and CI 126. And I'm very clear in my mind that our agents are doing exactly what we have trained them. I monitored a couple of centers and I realized that yes, our agents are top on the issues and they have been able to pick the required data that the new patriotic party require. And we are analyzing them as and when they will be IPAC or we want to make input to the Electoral Commission and make several other suggestions. We will do so, Evans.
And today, the Electoral Commission discloses that across the country, they are getting reports but also evidence of political parties. And again, they didn't mention a political party, but political parties generally facilitating the registration of foreigners and minors. In fact, he says that they've been arrested already. They're asking the police to do more to stem this in quickly before it becomes a big threat. In fact, he says it's already a threat to our democracy. From where you sit as a MPP's Deputy General Secretary, on the ground, what is the report you're receiving from your own members about this a problem that the EC is talking about? Parties, maybe your own party members, facilitating the registration of minors and foreigners?
I think the new patriotic party will be the last party to facilitate the registration of minors. You know, we championed the use of the biometric system in 2012. We came along in 2020. We raised issues about minors being smuggled onto the register. And we insisted that we have to use the Ghana card to be able to do this particular registration. We raised the issue of these minor issues. The NDC went against it in Parliament, and CI had to step down the bill that they sent. This was meant to stop these particular minors to have access to our electoral register. Today, we are hearing about minors being registered. We as a party will never do that because we don't require that minors should go and register. We are building a human resource base of this country. For us to endanger the lives of minors and registering them to be representative of what they are not, it's a danger to our democracy. So we are not part of that. But as to whether foreigners are registering or not, I cannot determine that. The CI is very clear. If you read CI 91 Regulation 1, it requires who is supposed to be registered. And then it is very clear in that. And also, if all of us were to use Ghana card, our nationality would have been established and everybody would have required to go and register. I hear the NDC saying that they should ban all Fulanis not to register. Fulanis are in this country. Most of them, some of them are doctors, some of them are pharmacists, some of them are in the educational sector, impacting knowledge. Let's use our constitution to identify who is not supposed to register, but not to point to a particular tribe. That is very tribalistic. We need to stop that. We have Fulani in the House of Parliament requiring a legislative laws for this country. You sit down and just mention the tribe, it's very insulting. For us, we are not going to go on that tangent, but we must use the laws to be able to regulate all this process.
And if it's established that some of your agents on the ground, and I say agents, your parliamentary aspirants, the others who work for you, may be engaged in this, is the party willing to fully cooperate and hand them over to the police for investigations and prosecution?
Even the laws in the registration process is clear. If you, again, read CI 91, what is unlawful is stated
if somebody misrepresents himself, you are required to challenge that. And also, if you read the CI, those who are to challenge is not only political party agents. Even the electoral commission, the police, you, Evans, you can challenge somebody at the registration center. That is what the law says. A registrar, somebody who has registered, somebody who has been qualified to register, who is somebody who is an officer doing or conducting registration at the center, anybody at all who is required under the CI can challenge. So it is not for the new patriotic party to put out people that, oh no, this person has offended the law, let's deal with the person. The law is independent on its own.
Yeah, and Mustafa Bandes, Mustafa, how is the NDC dealing with this revelation tonight that political parties are actively facilitating the registration of minors and foreigners? Have you had any reports to that effect, and are your members involved?
Yeah, so let me put it on record, first of all, respectfully, that the NDC are nowhere have mentioned Fulani's. Indeed, Mohammed have just raised a very critical concern. I'm in the upper west region, and in Sisala East this morning. A lot of our brothers from the other side of the border were brought in to come and register, and they were refused. I'm in Sisala West right now. And same happened in the morning.
Brought in by who?
The same people we are talking about. MPP people, of course. MPP people, of course. They are the ones behind this crime. And they are the if you go, a lot of them were moved from Upper East into Wale Wale last 3 days. And we prevented some of them from going. And so it is important that we come to the conversation that, look, it compromises even our national security when all of us, as actors of national building, begin to allow foreigners to infiltrate into our domestic data for the purposes of political expedience. It's dangerous for our censures and statistics when we allow foreigners to go into our registration process. I would not agree. And indeed, the honest truth is that NDC has no plan, no strategy anywhere discussed that a particular aspirant, a particular candidate should bring in foreigners. We abhor these things and will not engage in it. That is why, Evans, you see clearly that throughout this registration process, what we have done is to be on the defense. On the defense means that when somebody is about to break a law, we prompt and we have a conversation about it and when we prevent it. We are not the ones being on the offensive. MPP is the ones who are on the offensive. All the incidents that have happened, which led to security infractions, it is MPP who are mobilizing and who are in all these things. You see, the difficulty is that...
Except that Collins Dada has been arrested, and from what we hear from the police, has been charged as part of the investigations into the disturbances in that particular part of the country.
Hello?
I'm talking about the Collins Dada arrest.
Yes.
I mean, linked to the disturbances we saw over the weekend.
Exactly. So, this situation, even at the back of it, is that they tried to register some minors. Our agents refused. They brought in guys to come and attack and beaten our regional youth organizer. Took over the town, wouldn't allow anybody to come in or move out. The police at the area called for reinforcement, could not contain them until party people and citizens dispersed them, only for us to get to where we are now. I'm just saying that our brothers from the MPP should stop this strategy of trying to manipulate data. Again, they are talking about not busing people. Even we have three kind of the busing. One is that the usual busing, which you have to bring people from far to rich areas into the constituency to the registration center. The next one is ordinary resident people who are outside the constituency who would have to come in to come and register. The last one is gerrymandering, taking people from constituencies where they don't reside to other constituencies for the specific purposes of ballooning figures. That is what they are engaging in, which is what is creating the fight on the ground. That is what MPP is engaging. Cape Coast North, that is what happened. Amehu is bringing foreigners in his place.
I don't have evidence to suggest that specifically individuals may be involved. And that's why the police have been asked to get involved, get people arrested and prosecute. Mustafa, he's alleged and mentioned specifically parts of the country where he says your party is facilitating the registration of foreigners and sometimes minors.
Evans, thank you very much. You see, what happened in the central region was that two students came to register. The NDC insisted that they should not be registered.
And if you look at the CIA, it allows people to register such as students. Because when you look at the resident status, they have up to 12 months. Students have stayed on campus more than 12 months, more than a year, and they are qualified. If they insist that they want to register at the center, these people refused. And then when we insisted that these people should be allowed to exercise their democratic right, they implemented the call of Mustafa Bandi on 21st of December that they should go to polling centers with machetes and cutlasses. They implemented that. They came and disrupted the registration process. The police came in, they interdicted some other persons. Then their bigwig, who has always attacked election centers, that is Colin Dauda, based on the law, he was arrested. Not even an MPP member. It tells you that because we are not a product
but
of
we don't know why we are condemning the arrest of the police.
So it is not true. Second, I want to correct what he said. Today, myself and him were put on pause. He said, and he gave an instructive note, if you want, you can play that Fulani should not be allowed to register. That is what he said.
That is a lie.
He has not ceased to be an NDC member. Mustafa,
that is a lie. That is a big lie.
Yes, you said it. I cannot lie. I am quoting what you said.
But gentlemen, you both acknowledge that there is a clear challenge procedure in the laws if you indeed feel aggrieved at the registration that has been done at the center. You both agree that that is something that the party should be pursuing other than taking the law into your own hands, regardless of who is doing the registration.
That is what we are all saying. You don't take the law into your hand because the laws has those who implement it. So if you have an issue with somebody, you don't take the law into your hand, report it.
I must have a very briefly on that point.
We reported such as
that
is why on the record, you've not seen NDC being on the offensive. We are on the defense. Because something would have been suspected to be wrong, then we raise. They come in to try and be violent. That is where the problem, and I just call on the police to be a bit proactive like they did in the Mpoho case, where it's alleged that somebody tried to register minors and all of them were arrested, either MPP or NDC. It should be the same in other cases.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's Mustafa Gbande there. He's the Deputy General Secretary of the NDC. Haruna Muhammad is the Deputy General Secretary of the MPP. As you know, the Coalition of Domestic Election Observers, they've also been observing the process. Today is the seventh of the process, which has become pretty acrimonious in parts of the country. Guilford Isiama is team lead, election, anti-corruption, rule of law, CDD, also with Kodeo, joins us right now. What's the general assessment of the process so far? We've had quite some disturbance in some parts of the country with a lot of arrests. Today we're learning of further arrests of individuals who are facilitating the registration of minors and foreigners. What's your own assessment of the process so far? What have you discovered?
Well, thank you very much, Evans. So as we all observed, the initial days of the registration were marred with technical and administrative challenges. But since the Electoral Commission made a turn from strictly going by online and then allowing people to go offline, we've seen some progressive, you know, changes, which showed in the numbers that they projected yesterday. So that's I think, something that is very good that we need to acknowledge. But beyond that, we clearly see that the preparation of the Electoral Commission and other key public agencies for this voter registration exercise was inadequate. I want to say was poor. The police has not, you know, been very proactive and does not appear prepared for this exercise. It's been observed that voter registration in this country is always violent. It's never been incident-free. In 2020, people died. Over the course of the electoral cycles, we see a lot of violence happening during voter registration. But we have the police fully prepared and deployed their men on election day and even have standby forces ready to take action. But you don't see that kind of preparedness. You don't see the posture of the police as being prepared to curb any form of violence and deal with people who perpetrate some of these incidents. So I think that's one thing that we all have to bear in mind, that we need the police to be up and doing to forestall the kind of peace that we require for this exercise. For the electoral committee and other stakeholders, we clearly see that the education that was required to let people know that there are processes and procedures that they have to follow whenever they are aggrieved during the course of the registration. We didn't see that kind of education. Again, the education that we needed to build confidence in the processes, we also didn't see that. So I think these lapses put together is affecting the smooth process, and we need the electoral commission. It is not too late. We are just 7 days into the registration. We have many more days. We need to step up with public education.
On this particular subject, Geoffrey, thank you very much. Newsnight starts right now.
Good evening and welcome to Newsnight. In the next 60 minutes, newly appointed NIB boss and NPP parliamentary candidate for Mansun Quanta calls the bluff of critics, asking him to resign, saying they either don't get it or are drawing hasty conclusions.
Why should I? I have been the deputy MD since 2019. We have transformed the bank. The bank is on an upward trajectory. So who better carries on this work that we have done than me?
But we ask, has he passed the BOG's fit and proper directive as calls for his resignation deepens?
Conflict of interest can also be used here. You have the party allegiance and you have the bank allegiance. And then your time commitment.
If you take or leave, then if he feels that after running for the election, if he loses, maybe then he should be given an opportunity.
We'll get to hear from the Director General for SIGA, who says the calls are without basis.
We have members of parliament who are many. We have some of them who the ministries are sent. We even have a vice president who is a presidential candidate.
We have details of that. Also tonight, it is emerging that terrorists are able to visit Ghana, use our hospitals and go back. Words of Ghana's ambassador to Burkina Faso as he paints a grim picture of the terror threats the country and other West African coastal states face.
They move in and go back.
They move into Ghana.
Yes, and they roam. They come to our hospitals and go back. But governments are working at that.
We'll get to hear from the National Security Minister and other experts who are also expressing concern about the situation.
People were dying because of the previous cause.
And we wake up and the next thing we are hearing is that rather the prices are going to go up.
Sometimes you think that, oh, Tali, if you die, cry, it will be okay.
The fears of kidney patients, so earlier announcement of government's intention to increase cost of dialysis treatment at the hospitals. But tonight that fear has been confirmed as the Kolebu Teaching Hospital begins charging the new 491 cedis per dialysis session.
Because we can't pay. Today, let me be very honest with you, today, five people could not dialyze because they don't have the 491.
What happened to them?
They have to go home.
We'll tell you about the latest Joy News series on the dialysis crisis a year on.
The payment aspect is serious. We are going to die.
There's no hope for me.
Dialysis crisis, a year on.
And in business, Ghana.